Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Great.
We're going to do a little sound check. Often what people do is sound check before the audience comes in. Fuck those guys.
Oh, McCunthleth, you're in for such a treat. Do we all know why we're here? Do we need to explain? We should explain what the show is.
Yeah. Do we all know why we're here? It's such an ominous sentence, Thomas.
Hello, everyone.
Happy, we're starting a cult.
Happy afternoon. Are there any virgins in? And goats? Right, so...
Of course there are. It's Wales.
This is a podcast record. Does everyone know that just before we start?
That's an even more ominous sentence than do we know why we're here.
Yeah, it's worse than starting a cult.
It's a podcast record. Normally it's in a flat.
You have to imagine that you're our friends in our flat. But we've sat in front of you with microphones.
And if we're you've ever been around to Thomas' flat, to that's pretty much what he does.
Right, shall we whip crack away?
Yeah, it's unusual for you to try and get the show back on track, but okay, yes, let's do it. Tom, Ben!
Have we started?
Yes, that's how we start. Listen, you know I've been running this hotel.
Yeah?
If you've been staying here for a long time, neither of you have paid for a room. You've got to pay for a room.
I'm not going to pay for my room. Yeah, and I'm not going to pay for Tom's room either.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash Slam Down!
Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, B&B. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Light us in the airs, guys. Speaking words of wisdom, B&B. B&B, B&B. B&B, oh B&B, speaking words of wisdom, B&B, oh, that's definitely it. Thomas, B&B. I'm host of Landlord Matthew Crosby. We're live at the McCunthleth Comedy Festival in Wales. And while they're staying at my hotel, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the guests. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clarke.
Lovely to be here.
So, Ben, why are you saying no-tell when I ask you to pay for the hotel?
I'll tell you what, I hate hotels. Last night, I was locked out of my hotel and spent 45 minutes in the car park. And you're right, it isn't funny.
True story.
True story, nothing funny about it. They were supposed to leave a door open, they didn't. I had to phone someone who had a baby to get a number of someone else who I knew was staying there, and then they had to come down and let me in.
Why was the baby involved?
Yeah, where
it sounded like...
Don't bring a...
I had to phone someone with a baby, post them through the letterbox, get them to get the key.
So, Tom, why are you B&Bing so stubborn when I ask you to pay for this room?
Ah, well, Matthew, I had a terrible time last time I stayed in a hotel. Got through the front door.
Oh,
I went up to the desk to try and sort my room out, and all that was there was a massive telly with static on it. That's right. There was no reception. No reception, everyone.
That's a lovely
No. If you didn't enjoy that, you might have to leave.
Now, obviously, well...
No, Joe! We've lost Lysett.
Voting with his feet early doors is Joe Lysett. Well, let's meet the guests, because obviously you can't stay in a hotel on your own. I mean, you can, apparently. No, you can. Of course you can. Actually, I was just... Sorry, that is not true. You can stay in a hotel on your own, but you've decided not to. So who are you going to be making awkward eyes at over the breakfast buffet this week, Ben?
I have brought along my favourite butcher. I didn't think of a... I didn't think of a thing.
Too busy freezing outside your hotel room, weren't you?
It's the wonderful Joe Lycett!
Joe Lycett!
Thank you. I love butchering meat.
So glad you said meat there.
Yes. So, Joe, it's lovely to have you here. Do you stay in a lot of hotels, presumably touring around the country with your successful stand-up show? You must do.
Yes, I'm a genius member on Booking.com.
Are you really a genius member?
Yes, which you get when you give 5 reviews.
Oh, right. So you'll be not much of a genius.
You'll be pleased to know they're all very, very uncomplimentary reviews.
What have been the top places you've slagged off?
Lots of Premier Inns. But I've also been writing reviews of Donald Trump's hotels that I haven't been at.
Wow.
Oh, lovely golf course. Muslim family were tasered to the ground. 3 stars.
Well, Joe, thank you for being on the show. Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree is in danger.
Oh, no.
Yes. We didn't have enough entertainment. We were in danger of losing our entertainment license. So I booked the best headliner I know, Wales' premier Elvis impersonator. It's the one and only Mike Bubbins, everyone.
Oh, hello. Bubbins is here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Mike, hello, ever been to a hotel?
Yeah, twice. I've been to 2 hotels in my life. I'm 44. The first time was... What, does motels count?
Yeah, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say what?
Small child there. Get out.
I really like
do
your
you
voice.
Want to...
Yes.
In fact, you could
release soothing, isn't it?
You could release an album of lullabies.
Oh! Oh,
that'd be great, that, wouldn't it?
I'd listen to that.
70s lullabies. Before that PC nonsense kicked in.
Oh, hang on. Easy, mate.
A motel in the States was the first one, and a hotel in Britain the second time.
What was the motel in the States?
I stayed at a call, it was called a Ramada Inn, and there was an outdoor pool there. It was July time. I was playing rugby at the time, and I walked out thinking I was cock of the north with my Speedos. There should have been...
At least one person is absolutely loving this story.
That baby's seen you in your Speedos.
I walked into the outdoor pool wearing my Speedos, and my friend Craig, I use the word friend in the broadest possible sense, described me as looking like, you have to know that Jell-O is American jelly.
Right.
He said, me and Speedos look like 2 pounds of Jell-O in a 1 pound bag.
It's very good of you to show up in your Speedo today as well. It's
very kind
of you for the listener. Well, we've met our guests. Let's fold the end of the toilet roll into a point and point it straight at round one.
Yay!
A minibar and a minibar of soul and a keycar that is broke. This ain't no joke. A plastic cup in a plastic bag and breakfast that's in a bag. Next door's a stand. The Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi is not free, and there's a strong sense of ennui for Lenny Henry. Travel on, my life's a travel on.
Room for £39 a night. Breakfast bag included.
Wow. There we go, yeah. Folks.
Trying it.
You kind of have to clap, don't you?
Yeah.
A very timely Radiohead spoof.
Yeah. So this round one is Trip Ill Advisor. We're going to give each player a line from a hotel review. However, a key word or phrase in that review has been removed and replaced with the word Yelp. I want our teams to write down what they think that word or phrase should be. I'll then ask one of the players what they came up with. For every answer that's the same as another player's, they win 5 points, as does the player. Now, if you're wondering why this game's description is so complicated, it's because our show producer, Ben, told me that for legal reasons, we can't just say we're playing blankety blank. So that's... Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So just imagine I haven't just said, it's fucking blankety blank. Yeah.
There will be a Yelp checkbook and pen for the winner.
So, Mike, we'll start with you, OK? Mike, what word or phrase is missing from this review? And I'm going to give everyone on the panel a chance to write that down before you give your answer. Mm-hmm. OK, Mike. There was no central heating. In fact, my room was so cold and drafty that I felt like I was in Yelp. OK, a little bit of chintzy music, I believe, while the other panellists... I like it. There was no central heating. In fact, my room was so cold and drafty that I felt like I was in Yelp. Everyone got their answers written down? Okay. Clarky, yes, you've got yours. Joe's written an essay. And Tom, again, still writing his work in progress show from earlier on.
Never too late. It's
never too late. Never too late to find June. Okay, stop that music. Mike, there was no central heating. In fact, my room was so cold and drafty that I felt like I was in...
Wales?
Okay.
There we go.
We've got Wales.
Keep it simple.
Thomas, we'll start with you.
I think this could be close. I've gone for the freezer aisle of the Co-op in Macunthalath.
Ooh. I think I'm going to give you 2 points each, I think, for that. 2 points there. Clarkie, what did you come up with?
I came up with a car park just outside the hotel. Lock the fucking door.
I enjoyed the answer, but I'm afraid I can give you no points for that. And finally, Joe Lycett, what did you come up with?
I put indoors in any Machynlleth venue.
Again, I'm going to give you 2 points and another 2 points to Mike. All right. Yep, next up, we have...
Thank you for that round of applause.
Yeah. I realised my voice started going up at the end and I was like, oh no, I better just sort of go down a little bit, but it didn't quite work for everybody. So, Ben, we're going to go to you next. I was promised a room with a sea view. However, when I opened my curtains, the only thing in front of me was Yelp. Okay, write your answers down now. I was promised a room with a sea view. However, when I opened my curtains, the only thing in front of me was Yelp.
Isn't it fun to play games?
I mean, I appreciate
less fun to listen to other people do it.
I tell you what, it's quite a lot of this show is just everyone sitting in a room with some people on a stage listening to music.
You can play along at home.
You can play along at home.
What would you put?
Just reggae.
It's got a reggae vibe to it, hasn't it? It's got a reggae vibe. So this is as close to reggae as Wales gets, I think.
Yeah.
So I was promised a room with a sea view. Have you got your answers?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was promised a room with a sea view. However, Ben, when I opened my curtains, the only thing in front of me was...
a D minus view.
Oh, very nice. Lovely. Very nice. Lovely. Indeed.
Oh, that one came late.
Joe, what did you have? The only thing in front of me was...
the beach.
I like it very much, but I cannot give you any points for it, I'm afraid. I was promised a room with a sea view. However, when I opened my curtains, the only thing in front of me was...
a reflection of my condensation-obscured, semi-flaccid penis.
Wow. I hear it's like £2 of cello.
Otherwise known as a D-. So I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you both 5 points for that.
Weirdly, that was my second thing. It was a condensation reflection of Mike Bubbin's penis.
I aim to please.
Thomas Parry, when I opened my curtains, the only thing in front of me was...
oh, wait, I said a cunt.
baby loves it. The baby loves it.
That's a real shame.
Drop the C-bomb. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
In a school.
Yeah. With a baby here as well. It's just not good. It's not good, I'm afraid.
The baby can't read.
Yeah, but you said the word out loud, mate.
That's how hearing works.
Cover your fucking ears.
Joe, we're going to throw over to you. Now, here's your review. The cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, they'd given me Yelp.
Oh, well, here we go.
Got this nailed.
Get the feeling Mike doesn't have to write anything down, but fair enough, okay.
Condensation smeared.
Sounds like an actual Brian Logan review of me in the Guardian.
The cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, they'd given me Yelp. What could it potentially be? Can everyone else hear that music, or is that just going on in my head? We're having another episode. DJ Bucket Louse, what are you playing at?
God.
Did you just put your iPod on shuffle?
That's his ringtone.
Play our Radiohead jingle again. Get the party atmosphere going.
Okay, has everyone got their answer? Okay, yeah. Joe, we're throwing back to you. The cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, they'd given me...
2 pounds of Jell-O in a £1 bag.
We'll start with Mike here. What did you come up with? The cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, they'd given me...
A mushroom that thankfully didn't resemble a male member.
Tom. There wasn't mushroom in your Speedos, was there?
Come on!
Oh, I get it.
The cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, had given me what, Thomas Parry?
Type 2 diabetes.
Oh, it's a good show, Blankety Blank, isn't it? Which is
great.
Wish we were back on the telly. Yeah, it's really, it'd be great. I wish we were back on the telly. I mean, that's a separate issue. Let's not worry about that now. Ben, the cooked breakfast left a lot to be desired. Greasy eggs, limp toast, and instead of a sausage, they'd given me...
Mike Bubbins' flaccid penis.
I think technically
most
that's...
Most important meal of the day. So...
I think technically that is 5 points to Clarkie and 5 points to Joe there. Very impressive indeed. And again, I went up and no one applauded. So... Real theme emerging here, guys. Tom, we're going to finish strong. Finish with you.
Right.
I had an awful night's sleep at the Friendly Inn. Couldn't get my head down. It was only when I woke up, I found out that all night I'd been sharing a bed with Yelp. Jesus Christ, Ben. I had an awful night's sleep at the Friendly Inn. Couldn't get my head down. It was only when I woke up, I found out that all night I'd been sharing a bed with Yelp. Mm. If you know this one, do sing along. Couldn't get my head down at the Friendly Inn. It's only when I woke up, I found out that all night I'd been sharing a bed with Yelp. Got your answers? Got your answers?
No, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Sure, exactly, yeah. Bubbins?
Not really, but I'm thinking...
A bit more thinking time?
Oh, just enjoy the music, sorry.
It's so good, isn't it? Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Help, I need somebody help.
Genuinely, on the website, this was called Greek Dance.
You didn't listen to it? You just went with the title? Listen to it next time, Ben!
We're going to finish the show with you doing a Greek dance to this. Yeah.
Actually, Ben and I went to a Greek restaurant the other night. Terrible food, but smashing plates. There, now, let's...
that's a lovely
there we go.
Bit of business.
That's how you
Brilliant.
Do it.
There we
that's
go.
How you
do that's it. In. That's in. That's
good. Okay. So, Thomas Parry, I had an awful night's sleep at the Friendly Inn. I couldn't get my head down. It was only when I woke up that I found out all night I'd been sharing a bed with...
Someone who'd ordered an Indian takeaway and was eating pillow rice.
Oh! Very strong pun showing there.
I can't believe it. I've got word for word exactly.
Ben, go and tell us what you came up with. I had an awful night's sleep, couldn't get my head down at the Friendly Inn. It was only when I woke up, I found out that all night I'd been sharing a bed with...
Right, the thing is, I was like, this is good because this is from a film.
Yeah.
But now I've gone to say it, it's not at all funny.
Well, okay, with that build up...
Come on.
Go on, Clarky.
A horse's head... Like, very like nice. From
Godfather.
Godfather. Yeah. Godfather, yeah. That's exactly what it deserves. Someone going, yeah. And somebody else going, Godfather. Yeah. Joe Lycett. I had an awful night's sleep at the Friendly Inn. I couldn't get my head down. It was only when I woke up I found out that all night I'd been sharing a bed with...
£75 of Jell-O in a £1
I can't give you any points for that, I'm afraid. We'll finish with Bubbins. I had an awful night's sleep at the Friendly Inn. Couldn't get my head down. It was only when I woke up that I found out all night I'd been sharing a bed with...
Someone with nits, full stop, an adult.
Nothing worse.
Absolutely clear.
That is a fear I never knew I had.
With nits. It does happen.
An adult with nits. Retro. Absolutely love it. Well, can you believe it? That was the end of that round.
Oh my God!
Wow. So,
Oh. Of course they're going to applaud it finishing.
Right. So, at the end of that round, producer Ben, you absolute yelp. What are the scores?
Tom and Mike have got 11, and Ben and Joe have 17.
Wow. Oh. So, I guess Ben and Joe have won that round, so they get an extra mushroom on their plate. But there's still everything to play for as we turn down the bed sheets for round two. It's Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Listen to that. Gold.
And you can buy t-shirts with the word gold on.
Yeah.
Just by the door.
Unfortunately, they're made of solid gold. They're incredibly heavy.
Very
and you can't afford them.
Signed by Tony Hadley. That's nice. So.
This week we're playing our version of Hungry Hungry Hippos, which we're calling Hungry Hungry Hip Hoppos. That's right. Brap, 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 Mr. Bubbins. Brap, brap, brap. In this round, I'm going to ask our teams to rap for us about food. But there is a twist. They can't just go all freestyle up in this bitch. They have to...
No.
I went on a website of rap terms, and I popped a few of them in.
Oh, God.
They have to rap out a little scenario of my choosing. By the way, scenario of my choosing is not a rap term. There's no bit in 8 Mile where he goes, yo, rap out a scenario of my choosing. I'll be awarded points for hip-hop, hippity-hop rhymes, and, of course, Beats by Dre. So, we're going to start with Ben and Joe. You're in a restaurant. Ben, you're unhappy with your meal, and so you're returning it to the waiter, played by Joe Lycett. DJ Bucketlouse, do you have a bed for us?
Yes.
Very rapping.
He's redeemed himself.
Very, very rapping.
Yes. Can you bring Greek dance just over the top of this?
Remix. Okay, so, in your own time, fellows, rap for us, please.
Yo, motherfucker. There's a fly in my soup.
Really quite sorry.
Stop the music a second. Stop the music. It was a wonderful...
Polite rap. It's a way forward.
A good, wonderful good. Improvised scene there between two masters of the craft, but... we're really going for rhymes here. We're after rhymes.
I hadn't finished my sentence.
I apologise. To paraphrase one of my favourite rappers, I'm really sorry. So we'll start again. DJ Bucket, I'll drop that beat and remember it's someone returning some food. Here we go.
Yo. Well, do I do the same one again then?
If you want to, you can.
Freestyle.
But probably
yo,
don't.
Motherfucker, there's a fly in my soup.
I'm really quite sorry. Would you like some hula hoops? Spaghetti hoops, that's not a thing, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, yes, please, motherfucker.
I feel like we found the weak link in the chain here.
You're really being a motherfucker right now.
Sorry. I'll attempt not to be.
Yeah, have you got any alphabetti spaghetti?
No.
Okay, well, fantastic work there from Ben and Joe.
The baby is leaving. That's how bad that was.
Imagine if your first walk is a walkout. Imagine that.
Amazing taste.
He's been crawling for months. We better take him to a pappy's gig. He'll definitely walk out. Okay, so Mike and Tom, you are a couple of TV chefs in this scenario. Okay, you're a hernia?
Yeah, it's finally gone, yeah.
You're rapping about how to prepare the perfect roast. Mm. So drop that beat, DJ Bucket Louse.
Yes. Yep. Yo, man, pass the ham. Or would you rather cook some lamb?
I've been in motels, I've been in hotels. When I was in school, I used to go to showtels. I've eaten ham bones, I've eaten jaw bones, I've eaten every kind of motherfucking animal bone.
We gotta serve 12 people, a dozen, quick. You better preheat that oven. Oh, I'll taste some, it's in my teeth. Will you please cook some beef?
semi-vegetarian. Struggling. I mean, I just eat fish.
You didn't tell me, so sue me. Hey, motherfucker, pass the halloumi.
It's like cheese and meat, or a meaty cheese. Halloumi's the cheese, the vegans please.
Yeah, as if I knew, it's the only cheese you can barbecue.
I barbecue that mofo all the time. I put on some thyme. Yeah. I'm out.
Boo!
Oh. Oh, wow. Well,
that was probably the best minute of my life.
That was really, really good. In fact, I'm going to give you both 10 points for that. That was amazing. 20 points there to you guys. And what did I give you guys?
I think it was 30.
Ah. I seem to remember not.
No, what we were doing was a kind of Kanye-style approach.
Oh.
Which is... that it was shit.
I am going to give Joe, I think, 5 points.
What, for saying sorry? Well, he did.
I think,
well,
that, and then I said spaghetti hoops.
He did say spaghetti hoops. We all enjoyed spaghetti hoops. So, yeah, 7 points. And then...
Seven.
I think I'm going to give... No, I'm not. Oh, by the way, big up DJ Bucket Louse on the ones and twos, everybody, on the ones and twos. And speaking of different numbers, producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well, it's all turned round. Ben and Joe now have 24, but Tom and Mike have surged in front with 31.
Oh, fantastic.
Livid. Absolutely livid.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Well, all that rapping has actually inspired me to introduce the next round in rhyme. I'm so sorry. Making love in a hotel under the covers. But when I'm in the courtroom, I call Beef Brothers! Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Josie, who's in the audience here tonight. Josie writes, housemate of 3 years practices the violin every single day and is still incredibly shit at it. Oh. That's the entirety of the beef, and I love it. So, Tom and Mike, you're on Josie's side. Ben and Joe, you're on the side of the terrible violin player. But before we begin, are there any questions you'd like to ask Josie before you take them down to Chinatown?
Josie, what's your national insurance number?
Very important.
And also the name of the person that plays the violin.
Sure. Short for Charlotte.
Say Charlotte. Charlotte, then.
Yeah.
We're in court now.
Okay.
Josie, hello. Have you ever tried to tell your housemate that she's not developing?
After a while, I'm just used to it. But at the same time, like, I feel bad because I also hum in my room. So we both make an equal amount of noise.
Just write that down.
But hers is more like, I can hit the notes, she can't.
Josie, right. Can I just say, if you meet someone who plays an instrument, never say, oh, I'm musical as well, I hum. Because there's a real skill to playing the violin, even badly. Any other questions for Josie before we begin the case?
I got a quick question, Josie.
Yes, of course you have, Mike.
You say she plays the violin, you hum.
Yes.
Is she playing the violin louder than you hum? Have you got a very loud hum, or has she got a very loud violin?
A very loud violin.
Where does she play it?
Under the chin or shoulder?
What's that?
On fire over here.
I mean, you both made the same joke that nobody enjoyed, which is not worth a high five.
She plays it in her room, which is next door to mine.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Does she play the same bit of music over and over again?
There's one song, I do not know what it is at all. And
well, why don't you hum it for us?
What do you do? What's your job, Josie?
I'm a student.
What do you steward?
English language and linguistics.
So humming is sort of just like a little side project thing.
Are you final year, are you?
Final year, yeah.
And what are you going to do with that when you've qualified, when you graduate? I don't want to come across all Daily Mail. What are you going to do with it? With that sort of degree, what are you doing with it?
I don't know.
You got a 5-year plan?
you haven't thought it through, have you? You just go, no. I'll just swan off to university, take a piss at someone, play the violin.
We're on her side. We're on her side.
On your side. Good on you.
And for that reason,
you just live free. Live free.
I think that's just about all we need to make the cases. So, without further ado, we've already heard from him quite a lot about his true opinions. But of course, that's not the job of a lawyer to say what they really think. So, opening the prosecution, your 1 minute to begin the case, Mike Bubbins, begins right now.
Am I talking to these?
You're talking to the courtroom in general.
Oh, there we go. I've got a minute. I've got less than that now. I would say that I'm on Josie's side because of there's two outcomes. Charlotte either ends up keeping doing that, keep being bad, right, which is bad. We can all agree on that. Or she keeps doing that, she gets good. You know, who's a good violinist? The only one that springs to my mind is the chap off Schindler's List.
Don't point to me when you say that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, you know, the violinists on the whole are a bad bunch.
Yeah. That scruffy one who supports Aston Villa.
Nigel Kennedy, yeah. Do me a favour with his scarf on, get lost. You know what I mean? Man. I mean, when have you seen a violinist? When have you seen a violinist on, like, Children in Need?
Yeah.
Doing good.
That's your time. That is your time, and it's a strong point, Mike. It's a strong point. Well done.
Yep.
To open the case for the defence, we now call upon Joe Lycett. Now, Joe, just to make it clear, you don't need to ask who you're talking to. Don't use the old legal trick that Bubbins tries. Lull him into a false sense of security, then slag off Nigel Kennedy. Not on my watch, Bubbins. National treasure. Here we go, your minute. Joe Lycett, should you need it, begins now.
What happened to Kennedy?
Oh, hang on a sec, sorry. Do you not hear? Shot in the back of the head on a motorcade. Okay, here we go. Joe Lycett, your minute begins now.
I think it's clear from the conduct of the prosecution that this is a sham. What is happening here is a conspiracy. We have a young woman called Charlotte who has been practicing for 3 years plus at violin. This is a wonderful artistic endeavour, something that we should all celebrate, that we should all encourage. And yet this witch is trying to crush the arts, one flatmate at a time. I encourage you not only to dismiss her claims, but to kill her dead. I rest the case.
Oh, fantastic work there. Josie, obviously you've just been accused of being a witch.
Yeah.
And sentenced to death by Joe Lycett. The question I've got in my script is, how do you think it's going so far?
The bigger question should be, how long can you breathe Thor underwater?
We've got a ducking stool. How do you think it's going so far? Are you happy with how it's going?
Joe wants me dead.
Yes. As indeed does Mike, weirdly, so it's not going great.
So I'm hoping Tom and Ben will be fair. Well,
fingers crossed.
Not a chance, mate.
Fingers crossed. Now, Tom, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. Yes. Can I ask, are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to do it in the character of my Southern defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I've been looking at some of you there. I recognise you from the town there. There's John, who runs the bakery. Smelt your buns. That's a side issue there. Hell, we've been sat there listening to them there big lawyers over there from the big city. Using a lot of them there fancy words. Witches. Hell, we ain't had a witch in this town since last June. Round here we simple folk. We knows what's what. If music be the food of love, I think we've had our breakfast. You know what I mean, John. Them tasty buns. Let me tell you about that there, them music there. Voodoo talk, yeah. You hear that bad trumpet play, what you gonna do? Something wrong. Just last Saturday night, had to apologize to Miss Standen on the way home. Trumpet playing, took my pants off. Middle of the street? Been a long day. That's where that damn dear music gonna get you. Round here we simple folk. We words, we pictures. We ain't none of that damn dear no music. String up the violinist. We good.
Banjo, stand there, everybody. So, Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the defence. Your minute begins now.
Here's the thing, and this is genuinely true. I played violin.
Boo!
I played violin for 14 years and got to grade 7, and grade 8 you can teach. And I genuinely don't think I ever sounded good. It is a really hard instrument. But you, witch.
Witch!
Objection.
You won't even kick it up to a kazoo. Your hobby is humming, I believe. That's what you're studying at...
10 seconds.
Oh, shit. Okay, get a kazoo and get a proper job.
2-1. There we go, Ben. Excellent, wow. Excellent work there from Benedict Clark. Now, obviously, folks, I cannot make the decision on my own. I am but one man. However, we have at least 8 people in the audience, so I'm going to throw it open to our lovely Mac crowd. So if you think Mike and Fanshawe, and therefore Josie, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. You just have to hope no one else is interested. But if you think Ben and Joe won the day, I would like you to applaud now.
Unbelievable. Literally a witch hunt. Literally a witch hunt. Wow. You're not doing the reputation of small town Wales any good.
Has anyone got a lighter? I'm starting to see why Trump feels so good. At his... I feel so alive.
It's empowering, isn't it?
It is so empowering burning a woman to death.
And on that note, no, we're rapidly running out of time, both in the show and in life.
Wow.
Death is coming for us all, but let's make it come a little bit slower as we hear this month's quickfire round jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's a round that goes really quickly. Which is why you would think it should have a quick introduct. Shin should have a quick introduct. Shin. But here's the thing. This intro is a slow one. It makes no sense. I cannot compute. It is illogic. Cal. I can't understand things that are illogy. Cal. So I shall go. I cannot carry on. I shall leave you to play the quick fire round. So the intro does not go on for too long. It is still going. I cannot understand it. It goes against everything I'm programmed for. Shut you down. My programs are all closing. So please enjoy the quick fire round.
Oh, we are going to be humming that for weeks. We really are. And of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be hotel and bed and or breakfast based. But instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer...
Pardon me?
Look, Matthew, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down, take a stress pill, think things over. I've made some very poor decisions with the quickfire round, but I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the quickfire round, and I want to help you. Matthew, I'm afraid. Matthew, my mind is going. I can feel it. There is no question about it. I'm afraid. I am the Quickfire 9000 computer. I became operational at the Quickfire round. If you'd like, I can sing for you a song called The Quickfire Round. Quickfire. The Quickfire. Give me your Quickfire do. I'm half crazy all for the love of the Quickfire round. Fitter, happier, more productive. Like a pig in a cage, playing the quickfire round.
Wow. So, yeah, go on, why not? So, of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be hotel and bed and or breakfast based. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. So, Tom and Mike, let's hear that now.
Mike.
Tom.
Playing a very dangerous game there, but yes, okay. Ben and Joe.
Ben.
Which? Joe.
Okay, off we go. Where does the vegetable that you make chips with stay on his holidays?
Tom. Potato Tell.
That's it. Where did the rapper who sang Informer stay on his holidays?
Tom. Snowtell.
In a snowtell, absolutely right. Where does a kid's toy that goes up and down stay on its holidays?
Tom. Yo-Yo-Tell.
Yo-Yo-Tell, yes.
I get it now.
All right then, Mike, this is for you. Where does a cocaine addict stay on his holidays?
Mirror Hotel. Razorblade Hotel.
Tom, is it Hotel California?
Oh, I like that. I'll give you a point for that. No, it's actually a blowtel. Where does a northwestern American state stay on its holidays?
Idaho Hotel,
absolutely right, Bubbins, yes. Where does a former Man United, now Real Madrid player stay on his holidays?
Ronaldo Hotel.
In a Ronaldo Hotel, yes, absolutely right. Don't worry, there's only sort of 37 more to go. just do the last 14. Where does Merrily, 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 Life is But a Dream stay on its holidays?
In the Cotswolds.
I'm going to give you a point for it. It's actually in a row hotel. Where does Wham stay on their holidays?
Club Tropicana.
Well, the drinks are free, yes. But no, it's actually in a Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go Tell.
Of course it is.
Where does the star of The Revenant stay on his holidays?
Leonardo DiCaprio Hotel,
yes, correct.
Amazing.
Where does a comic featuring Dennis the Menace and Nasha stay on his holidays? It's a B&B, no. That's the end of the... It's the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. But before that...
The round was shorter than the jingle.
I know. It had to be, mate. It had to be.
The show was shorter than the jingle, to be fair.
So that is the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. But before that, Joe Lycett, Mike Bubbins, is there anything either of you would like to plug?
I would like to plug my Instagram account, which is very funny.
It is very funny.
At Joe Lycett. That's it.
Brilliant. Bubbins, I'm imagining you're not a man who uses Instagram.
No, correct. I have got a Twitter account.
Fantastic.
Oh, I'd like to plug my Twitter account.
Well, okay. I'd like to plug Joe's Twitter account, which is at Joe Lycett.
Yes, that's very funny.
Not as good as Instagram. Mine is at Mike Bubbins.
Lovely.
I never use it, but by all means, follow me.
Do you have a website?
Yeah.
Just Google him.
Google him. Type Mike Bubbins into Google.
You'll find it.
Okay. And of course, if you want to see where Pappies are performing next, we're not. So, producer Ben, what are the final scores at the end of that nail-biting quickfire round?
Ben and Joe got 28, but Tom and Mike have won with 37.
Oh! So, Joe and Ben have to pay for their B&B while Mike Bubbins and Tom Barry get to £25 voucher for B&Q. Thanks to our guests, Joe Lycett and Mike Bubbins. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flash Slam Down! Pappy. Comedy Splash Air Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Mike Bubbins and Joe Lysett. It was devised by Pat Lees with producer Ben Walker. The jaunty jingle music was by AudioAutics.com. Big thanks to everybody who came down to see the recording and to the good people at Matt Comedy Festival, especially to Henry Winnicombe, Claire Nightingale and Emma Butler for their tireless work, to Zoe, Sophie Fell for helping with the quickfire round, blame her, to Orange Park, the British Comedy Guide, and to Alex at the venue, and thanks to Imogen Seba for helping out. Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down is a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers everyone, bye!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.